Good morning, this is Jeremy Deeds of Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helmsley in North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for Monday the 25th of June 2012. It's certainly an eventful week last week, centred mainly on the Federal Open Market Committee in the United States, but also looking at the aftermath of the G20 summit and the Greek elections. And there's also a lot of economic data around, most of which sadly indicated a continuing slowdown in global growth. Anyway, let's move on to the regions. In the US, as I said, the highlight was the Federal Open Market Committee meeting. The Fed made no change in rates, but did he extend Operation Twist, the swapping of short-term debt for long-term debt? The interest rates make broader financial conditions more accommodative and ready to boost growth. However, there are plenty of people who felt that much more is required, and stocks in the US just dropped significantly after the announcement. In terms of outlook, the Fed sees the US economy making very modest gains over the coming quarters, but subject as always to the usual risks, notably Europe, its sovereign debt and contagion on banks, etc. During the week, ratings of five large US banks were cut, and a number of other banks around the world. Not unexpected, and actually had little impact on the markets. Signals from both the housing and the manufacturing sectors were mixed, although possibly just net positive. And leading indicators were released, which actually point to modest growth over the medium term, and supports the Fed's view that US economy will continue to grow, albeit slowly. Heading across to Europe, there's talk at the G20 of moves for further fiscal and banking integration. But it's going to be a long haul, and there's no guarantee of when it's actually going to happen, if it will actually happen. Mainly because Germany continues to be reluctant to throw more money at the problem in whatever form. At the same time, Spanish borrowing costs continue to rise, ending the week over 7%. And that's almost certainly guaranteeing a bailout following Greece, Ireland and Portugal. Greece, as we know, formed a government, while intent on renegotiating the bailout agreement. And in the Eurozone, we saw data on manufacturing, particularly purchasing managers' indices, which contracted again down to 44.8. As I said before, above 50 is growth, below is contraction. And that figure of 44.8 is a three-year low in the Eurozone. And most worryingly, Germany PMI dropped a further 0.5 points to 44.7. The ECB reduced its rating threshold, meaning that they will take lower quality collateral against their loans, a further indication of the real pressure in the Eurozone. In the UK, here in the UK, the Bank of England minutes are published, showing a deep split over monetary policy. So that's going to have to work its way out over the next couple of months or so. Across in Asia Pacific, China manufacturing shrank again, now to an 8-month low, and stocks are very mixed on reaction to the Eurozone twists and turns and perceived impact of the zone's export markets. Other indicators, oil fell sharply after inventories reported as climbing sharply and on disappointing economic data from the US, Germany and China, and the dollar advanced against all major currencies as investors headed for safety once again. So what happened on the markets? pretty mixed. Japan's up 2%, Far East down around 3%, Europe up 1%, UK up 1%, US was down 1%, oil was down a full 6% to $79, that's for West Texas Intermediate. Gold is down a further 3% to $1,573. So bottom line, well, the impact of the euro crisis is really beginning to be felt on the global economy. Europe's leaders are under increasing pressure from the rest of the world to do something. But in the meantime, it's all about health and safety for investors. Keep diversified, use multiple asset classes, keep cautious in the short term, but be aware of long-term opportunities and some real value. Here at Planning for Life, I'm away from Wednesday afternoon at the IFP's Art and Science Bash, which will be very interesting. That's it from me. Please note this commentary should not be regarded as advice. Please consult your professional advisor before taking any action. Planning for Life is authorised and regulated by the Financial Services Authority. That's it from me. Have a very good week. Speak to you again next week.